很幸运来到这里。
And it's glad I'm glad to have New Destiny members here.
我也很高兴我们新归宿教会的成员也到这里来。
So that you can make sure that when I'm not with you once a month, I'm not at the beach somewhere.
所以你们知道，每个月我不在你们当中的时候，我不是去海边游玩去了。
But I'm really working, okay?
我实在是在工作的。
If you will at this time turn with me to 1 John chapter 4.
让我们一同来翻到约翰一书第四章。
Verses 7 through 11.
第七节到十一节。
We have read the scripture before. I'm going to read the scripture again.
May you want to use this one instead.
I think this one is better.
Sorry for the equipment.
Yes, okay.
We'll just put it in your pocket.
Do we have 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 through 11?
我们都翻到了约翰一书第四章七到十一节吗？
I will read the passage of scripture. He will read the passage of scripture as well, and then we will pray.
我们就先朗读这段经文，英文、中文，然后我们祷告。
Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. In this, the love of God was manifested towards us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. In this is the love, in this is love, not that we love God, but that he first loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神来的。凡有爱心的，都是由神而生，并且认识神。没有爱心的，就不认识神。因为神就是爱，神差他独生子到世间来，使我们借着他得生。神爱我们的心在此就显明了，不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱了。亲爱的弟兄啊，神既是这样爱我们，我们也当彼此相爱。
Amen. Let us pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, I pray today that you will teach us from your scriptures. Good.
在天上的父，我们祈祷，你今天用你的话语来教导我们。
That you will teach us how to love the way that you love.
你教导我们怎么样以你的爱来相爱。
And where our ability to love comes from.
我们爱的能力是从哪里来？
And Lord, help us to love others better.
主啊，让我们更好地去彼此相爱。
God, be our teacher today.
主啊，您亲自来做我们的老师。
God, help us to hear what you have to say to us.
主啊，帮助我们听到你所要向我们所说的。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
We see in the scripture,In verse 7,
我们从第七节可以看得到
that we are admonished to pray. I mean, we are admonished to love.
我们都希望得到爱。
In the last verse, verse 11, we are commanded to love.
在第十一节，我们神命令我们要去彼此相爱。
If God so loved us, we also ought to love.One another.
如果神是如此的爱我们，我们也应当去爱别人。
What is love?
什么是爱呢？
People have their opinions of what love is and how to define it.
每个人都有自己不同的意见，如何来定义爱这个字。
But we are trying to understand the biblical definition of love.
但我们要理解圣经是怎么来说这个爱的。
And we have to be careful not to allow the world's understanding of love to shape us.
我们要非常小心，我们不要让世界上对爱的定义来影响我们。
The Greeks had several words for love.
在希腊语里面有不同的词来讲述爱。
One word was agape, which is the highest form of love, love that comes from God.
其中的一个字叫 agape, 就是爱加倍，这是来自神的爱。
Then there's the word eros, which means a love of feeling or romantic love.
另外一个字叫 eros, 就是讲到是一种肉体上的这种情爱。
Then we have phileia love, which is friendly love, non-romantic, non-sexual love.
还有另外一个字叫 phileo, 是一种朋友之间的相爱，这个不是一种情爱。
Then we have phileo love, which is brotherly love, love between friends.
还有个 phileo love, 就是兄弟之间的爱，朋友之间的爱。
And then we have the word storge or storge, which is family love, love that one would have for a parent between a parent and a child.
还有另外一个字 storge 是一种家庭里面的，像是父母对孩子之间的这种爱。
That storge love is love of care and of tenderness. It's a quiet love.
这个 storge love 就是一种关心关怀的这样一种爱。
Our definition of love.Is coming from various biblical passages and from the Greek word for love, agape.
我们所讲的爱呢，是从圣经里面不同的经文里面可以看得到的，是一种来自神的这种爱加倍的爱。
And ladies and gentlemen, I want us to understand that it is from the scriptures and from understanding what the Greek word agape means that is the foundation for us to love others.
弟兄姊妹们，我愿意你们知道，我们所讲的爱。是基于这个爱加倍，从圣经里面推导出来的这种爱。
So let's begin with defining biblical love.
让我们一同来定义这个圣经里面讲到的爱是什么。
As we look at the scriptures, as we look at theologians, here's the definition of love.
我们看从经文还有这些神学家的解释里面，我们看到爱是怎么定义的。
Biblical love is self-sacrificing commitment to doing the highest good for others in a real, practical way.
这个圣经里面讲到的爱是一种委身，是一种最高层次的这种牺牲，来对别人舍身的这样的一种爱。
That bears mentioning again.
这是值得我们不断的重复提到的。
Biblical love is self-sacrificing commitment.To do the highest good for others in a real and practical way.
这是一种自我的牺牲，是一种委身，是为了别人，为了别人的好处而做到的极限。
And we will be referencing many scriptures.
我们会读到不同的经文。
Romans 15 verse 1 through 3.
罗马书第十五章第一到三节。
We then who are strong.Ought to bear with the weaknesses of others, and not to please ourselves. Let each of us please, look at this, his neighbor for his good, leading to edification. For even Christ did not please himself. But as it is written, the reproaches of those who reproached you fell on me.
我们坚固的人应当担当不坚固人的软弱，不求自己的喜悦。我们个人务要叫邻舍喜悦，使他得益处，建立德行。因为基督也不求自己的喜悦，如经上所记，辱骂你的 人的辱骂都落在我身上。
Amen. Romans 13.
罗马书十三章
Verses 8 and 10.
第八和第十节。
Romans 13, 8 and 10.
罗马书十三章第八和第十节。
Owe no one anything except to love one another. For he who loves another has fulfilled the law. For the commandment, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, you shall not covet. And if there is any other commandment, are all summed up in this saying, namely, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love, look at this, does no harm to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law.
凡事都不可亏欠人，唯有彼此相爱，要常以为亏欠，因为爱人的就完全了律法。像那不可奸淫、不可杀人、不可偷盗、不可贪婪，或有别的诫命，都包在爱人如己这一句话之内了。爱是不加害于人的，所以爱就完全了律法。
So we see from these scriptures, and we will see from other scriptures to come, that love is self-sacrificing. It's a commitment to do the highest good for others.
所以我们看到，从这些经文里面，还有待会会看到的经文，我们看到这个爱是一种自我的牺牲，是一种委身，是为了别人的益处而做出的牺牲。
And because love is a commitment, it can be commanded by God.
因为爱是一种委身，所以呢，神可以命令我们去爱。
Love is not just a commitment, it's not just a duty. Love is an attitude.
爱还不单只是一种委身，不单只是一种态度，更是一种态度。
Love is an attitude and a feeling, but guess what? God can command our feelings.
爱是一种态度，是一种感觉，但是呢，神也可以命令我们这种感觉。
The Bible tells us to be tender-hearted one to another.
圣经告诉我们，对待别人要有温柔的心。
Brothers and sisters, that is an attitude of heart, that is a feeling.
弟兄姊妹们，这是一种新的态度，从心发出来的态度，是一种感觉。
But in our definition, love is not predominantly a feeling.
但是我们的定义里面，爱还不只是说完全只是一种感觉。
Because the Bible tells us God is love.
因为圣经告诉我们神就是爱。
Love is a Christian duty that brings delight and joy to others as well as to oneself.
爱是我们作为基督徒的一种责任，我们求别人的益处，也给自己带来欢乐。
So not only is love a commitment, but love is self-sacrificing. John 3:16 says, For God so loved the world that he gave his precious son.
所以爱是一种态度，是一种委身。所以神也告诉我们，他自己也是这样做的，因为神爱世人，甚至将他的独生爱子赐给他们。
So not only is love a commitment, not only is love self-sacrificing, as we just saw in John 3:16,
所以爱不只是一种委身，不只是一种自我的牺牲，在我们从约翰福音三章十六节里面所看到的。
But love seeks the other's highest good in practical ways.
所以爱是求邻舍的益处，让他们也能够得到好处，能够得到最大的好处。
1 John 3:17
约翰一书第三章十七节。
1 John 3:17 says, But whoever has this world's goods and sees his brother in need and shuts up his heart from him, how does the love of God abide in him?
约翰一书三章十七节说，凡有世上财物的，看见弟兄穷乏，却塞住怜悯的心，爱神的心怎能存在他里面呢？
Come on, somebody, say that in Chinese.
It's intrinsically English.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, see, we cannot get around this biblical definition of love because oftentimes we want to love in word.
Can you say it again?
We cannot get around this biblical definition because oftentimes we want to love in word.
弟兄姊妹们，我们不能回避这个爱的定义。很多时候，我们只是在言语上相爱。
But we don't want to love in cash.
但是我们不愿意用我们的钱包来相爱。
Come on, somebody. See, we don't want our love to be practical.
我们不想让我们的爱是成为一种实际上的一种关爱。
When someone comes to us with a need,
当有人来到我们面前，有需要的人来到我们面前的时候，
we say, God bless you, brother.
我们就说，神祝福你。
But we don't give them what they need.
但我们却不给他们日用所需。
The Bible teaches the love of God is not in that.
圣经告诉我们，这样的爱不是圣经里面告诉我们的爱。
Let's look at our text again, John 4, 1 John 4, verse 7.
让我们再回到约翰一书第四章第七节。
The Bible tells us, let us love one another, for love is of God.
这告诉我们，凡有爱心的都是由神而生。
Let's talk about love is of God.
让我们来看这个爱是由神而生的。
Agape love is the love that God gives to Christians.
这种爱加倍的爱呢，是神给基督徒的。
This love, this kind of love, comes from God and from God alone.
这种爱是来自于神，也只能来自于神。
You cannot get this love from anyone or anywhere else.
你不能把这种爱给任何人或者在任何的地方。
Ladies and gentlemen, this kind of love is not natural.
弟兄姊妹们，这种爱是不非自然的。
Deuteronomy 30, verse 6.
申命记第30章第6节。
And the Lord your God will circumcise your heart and the heart of your descendants to love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul that you may live.
耶和华你神必将你心里和你后裔心里的污秽除掉。
If God has not done heart surgery on you, you are not able to love with this kind of love.
如果神没有改造我们的心的话, 我们没有办法用这种爱去爱别人。
Galatians 5:22.
加拉太书第5章22节。
But the fruit of the Spirit is love. Joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control.
圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、乐和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
So we see that God has to come and do heart surgery, and the Holy Spirit comes inside of us and deposits into us love.
所以呢，神要进到我们的心里面来改造我们的心，然后圣灵来到我们当中，让我们能够由衷的产生爱。So
love again is from God.
所以再一次的，这种爱是来自于神。The
next part we're going to get to in verse 7 says this, and it reiterates what we just said.
在这个第七节的另外一段也重复了这样的一个主题。Love
is from God.
爱是从神而来的。
And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God.
凡有爱心的都是由神而生，并且认识神。
Ladies and gentlemen, to love biblically in a self-sacrificing, committed way that seeks the highest good for others in a real, practical way means that you are born of God.
弟兄姊妹们， 当我们要用这种爱，这种由神而来的，是一种委身的爱，是一种自我牺牲的爱，是为了别人最大的益处而行出来的这种实际行动，这种爱是因为我们是由神而生。I
need to say this again.
我必须再说一次。We
need to say this again.
我们必须再说一次。To
love biblically means that you're born of God.
要用圣经的爱来爱别人，表示说你是由神而生。To
be born of God means that you will love biblically.
因为你是由神而生，表示你必须用圣经的爱来爱别人。The
only way to love biblically is to be born of God.
要用圣经的爱来爱别人的唯一的一种方式，就是我们是从神而生。First
Thessalonians 4, 9 and 10. 1 Thessalonians 4, 9 and 10.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第4章9到10节。
But concerning brotherly love, you have no need that I should write to you, for You yourselves are taught, look at this, taught by God to love one another. God teaches us this. And indeed, you do so towards all the brethren who are in Macedonia. But we urge you, brethren, that you increase more and more.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章九到十节，论到弟兄们相爱，不用人写信给你们，因为你们自己蒙了神的教训，叫你们彼此相爱。你们向马其顿全地的众弟兄固然是这样行，但我劝弟兄们要更加勉励。
Amen. In 2 Timothy 1:7 concerning the Holy Spirit.
提摩太后书 第一章第七节讲到圣灵的工作。
For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind.
因为神赐给我们不是胆怯的心，乃是刚强仁爱谨守的心。
When God regenerated you, when God made you born again, He deposited into you the love that He has for you.
当神重生了我们，他就把这个爱存在我们的心里。
Amen.Our ability to love then originates in God.
我们能够爱这种能力是由神而来的。
Y'all didn't get that.
你们应该明白这一点。
Our ability to love one another originates in God.
我们能够彼此相爱的这种能力是从神而来的。
That is why the greatest commandment is to love God.
这是为什么我们第一大的诫命就是要爱神。
Matthew 22, 36 and 39 says, Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said to him, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself.
马太福音第22章36到39节说：“夫子，律法上的诫命哪一条是最大的呢？”耶稣对他说：“你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神，这是诫命中的第一，且是最大的。其次也相仿，就是要爱人如己。”
Are you getting this?
我们都明白这些吗
？Okay. When we love God according to the first commandment.Then are we made able to love others according to the second commandment?
当我们爱神，按照这个第一大的诫命来爱神的时候，我们就可以按照第二大的诫命去爱人。
When we place the second commandment as the first commandment, then we actually don't love others at all.
当我们颠倒了次序，我们把第二大的诫命放在第一大诫命之上的时候，其实是没有爱的。
I have a friend.
我有一位朋友。
He a former coworker of mine, who was in the Bible, loves the Lord, and he had a son that went away to college.
我有一位同事，他是非常爱主的一位弟兄，他有一个儿子去上大学去了。
And his son, while in college, decided that he wanted to live a gay lifestyle.
他的儿子在上大学的时候决定他要成为一位同性恋的人。
Now this father, my friend, loves his son.
这位我的同事，这位父亲非常爱他的儿子。
And so, he changed his decision and no longer thinks that homosexuality is a sin.
所以他就改变了他的想法，他就认为同性恋不再是一种罪了。
Ladies and gentlemen,He honored his son more than he honored God.
弟兄姊妹们，他看重他的儿子，比他看重神啊更为看重。
You cannot tell me that he does not love his son.
你不能说他不爱他的儿子。
But the Bible tells us that if we love mother, father, sister, or brother more than we love God, we cannot be his disciples.
但是圣经里面告诉我们说，当我们把人之间的这种爱放在对神的爱之上的话，那我们是不能跟随神的。
We have to be careful Christians that we do not make the second commandment the first commandment.
我们作为基督徒，我们要非常小心，我们不要把第二大诫命变成了第一大诫命。
And a matter of fact, in order to love others best and biblically, we have to love God with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength.
我们要爱人，首先我们必须要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力的爱神。首先要先爱神。
Because biblical love looks for the highest good for others.
因为圣经告诉我们，我们爱别人的时候是为了最去。为了别人最大的益处。
And the highest good for man is to be reconciled to God.
而别人最大的益处呢，就是他们能够与神和好。
We have to point, our love has to point others to Jesus Christ.
我们对人的爱必须要把他们引向基督。
The highest goal of man is to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever.
人生命最大的意义就是能够荣耀神，并且去享受神。
Do unbelievers show this kind of love?
Do unbelievers
show this kind of love?
不信神的人没有这种爱。
See, there is a common grace in this world.
在这个世界上有一种叫普遍的恩典。
And so, as human beings, naturally, we know how to love other human beings.
所以我们作为人，我们对人是有这种关爱的。
We can even love sacrificially towards other human beings.
我们甚至可以为人做出牺牲。
But the unnatural man cannot love in a committed way, sacrificially, in a way for the other's highest good, and the highest good pointing them to Christ.
但是一个不认识神的人是没有办法用一种为了别人最大的益处，为了要把人引向基督的这样的一种爱爱人。
Amen. Y'all should have said amen for that. Now let's turn back to the text.
让我们回到圣经。
Verse 8.
约翰一书第四章第八节。
He who does not love does not know God, for God is love.
没有爱心的就不认识神，因为神就是爱。
And see, saints, this is where we have to be careful.
圣徒们，我们在这里要非常小心。
We believe that if we know all there is to know about the Bible,
我们知道我们可以知道很多的圣经。
That we know God.
好像以为知道圣经我们就认识神了。
We believe that if we can, If we can memorize scripture, then we know God.
我们可能认为我们能够背诵圣经，我们就认识神了。
But the Bible tells us that the one characteristic that characterizes Christian is our love one for another.
但圣经里面告诉我们，基督徒最大的特征就是我们之间的彼此相爱。
We have to make sure that we're loving one another in a practical, real way.
我们必须实际的贯彻，我们爱人是用实际的行动来爱人。
The most beautiful love in the world is God's divine love that pays the highest price, which is the love, which is the life of Jesus Christ, for absolutely undeserving enemies, that's us, to give us the longest and greatest happiness. And God loves to do this for us.
在这个世界上最高等级的这种爱，就是因为就是神，他作为一种高高在上的圣洁的神，却愿意为我们这些不配的人、有罪的人、肮脏污秽的人，而牺牲他自己的生命。
Let's look at the scriptures, verse 8.
让我们看第八节。
He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. In this, the love of God was made manifest towards us, that God has sent His only begotten Son into the world, thatWe might live through him. In this is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins.
没有爱心的就不认识神，因为神就是爱。神差他独生子来到世界，来到世间来，是我们借着他得生。神爱我们的心在此就显明了，不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭。
So let me show that God's love was demonstrated.
让我们看神的爱是怎么彰显出来。
God's love is visible.
神的爱是可见的。
God's love is tractable.
神的爱是可以追踪的。
God's love is visible.
神的爱是可以看得见的。
God showed his love to us by sending his son to die on the cross.
神对我们的爱就是因为他差遣他的独生爱子死在十字架上。
Ladies and gentlemen, our love needs to be visible.
弟兄姊妹们，我们的爱也应该是可以被人看见的。
Our love needs to be tractable.
我们的爱也应该是可以追踪的。
Our love needs to be demonstrated.
我们的爱也是应该彰显出来的。
Our love needs to be like God's love.
我们的爱也应该是像神的爱一样。
Matter of fact, God says for us, Jesus said, we're to love each other as he loved us.
神告诉我们说，我们要彼此相爱，就像他爱我们一样。
Amen. Now, Jonathan Edwards said that there's two kinds of love.
Jonathan Edwards, 他说有两种不同的爱。
One was complacency love, and the other benevolent love.
有一种爱是一种自满的爱，有一种爱是为了别人的好处，给人带来祝福的爱。
And he described, and he wasn't the only one to say this, but he described complacency love as love that finds a beautiful quality in the object loved.
他说这种自满的爱呢，就是看到你看到的那个对象有如此好的这种好的品质的时候，你就去爱他。
By looking at an object and finding a quality in that object that pleases him.
你看到一个东西，你觉得这个东西很可爱，你就去爱他。
And Miss Fields, I'm going to pick on you for just a moment.
我来这里，我们要做一个实际的举例。
On our way over here, Miss Fields says that she loved her son.
当我们来这个教会的路上 ，Mrs. Fields 说她爱她的儿子。
And she has a complacency love.
她有一种自满的爱。
Guess why she loved her son?
为什么她爱她的儿子呢？
Because he now cooks every day for her.
因为他的儿子每天给他煮饭。
See, she found some quality in her son that she loved.
他看到了他的儿子身上有可爱的东西。
But there is another kind of love, beneficent love.
但还有另外一种爱是给别人带来祝福的爱。
And that is a love that's not based on some loveliness found in an object.
这个不是说看到这个东西很可爱。而去爱他
or being pleased by that object,
或者是觉得被他满足而爱他
but it is a love based on benefiting that person or that thing.
而是为了他的好处而爱他
This is God's kind of love.
这是来自神的爱
Because while we were yet sinners,
因为当我们还在做罪人的时候
Christ died for the ungodly.
神就为我们死。
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, God did not see anything good in us.
弟兄姊妹们，神没有看到我们任何可爱之处。
Quite the opposite. He saw sin and darkness.
而是正是相反，他看到的是我们的罪，我们的黑暗。
But he had beneficent love.
但他有这种带来祝福的爱。
He knew how his love could benefit us.
他知道他的爱可以使我们得益处。
See, ladies and gentlemen, God shows a sacrificing love that's committed to our highest good in practical ways.
神向我们展示了这种委身的、自我牺牲的、为了他人的好处、最大的好处而展示出来的实际行动上的爱。
He found objects of his love that were undeserving.
他看到这个我们虽然是不配的。
And he paid the highest price by sending his son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross.
但是他却付上了最大的代价，让耶稣基督死在十字架上。
And he gave us the greatest good.
他让我们得到了最大的益处。
For he gave us the gift of eternal life.
他给了我们这个永生的礼物。
And ladies and gentlemen, he did this with joy.
弟兄姊妹们，他是欢喜快乐的来做这件事情。
God loved, loves to give us the kingdom.
神的爱让我们可以承受他的天国度。
And this parable of the prodigal son.
这个浪子回头的这个预言。
The father rejoiced when the prodigal came back.
当这个浪子回头的时候，这位父亲真是欢喜快乐。
And threw him a big party.
给他办了一个巨大的筵席。
What manner of love God has bestowed upon us?
神给了我们怎么样的爱呢?
In order for us to love like this,
让我们也能够如此去相爱,
our love needs to be visible,
我们的爱必须是可见的
，seen, felt，
可以被看见的，可以被感受到的
，evidence and not just spoken，
是有证据的，而不只是一些空谈而已。
Ladies and gentlemen, I join with the Holy Spirit and with Scripture。
弟兄姊妹们，我来到大家当中，被圣灵引导，用圣经的话语与大家分享。
To admonish us all to love not in word only。But also indeed.
To 激励我们，不单只是在言语上彼此相爱，更是在实际行动上活出爱。
That's it. To God be the glory.
让神得荣耀。
Thank you. Thank you.